Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
At the Ukraine Recovery Conference in London, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the United States will provide more than $1.3 billion in additional aid to help Ukraine recover from Russia's brutal and ongoing invasion.
Recovery is about more than just ensuring people have what they need to survive. Recovery is about laying the foundation for Ukraine to thrive as a secure, independent country, fully integrated with Europe, connected to markets around the world. A democracy rooted in the rule of law, a place where all Ukrainians have dignity, human rights, the opportunity to reach their full potential.
To achieve that goal, $520 million of additional U.S. assistance will be invested in helping Ukraine overhaul its energy grid. $657 million will be used to help modernize Ukraine's border crossings, rail lines, ports, and other critical infrastructure.
We'll direct an additional $100 million toward digitizing Ukraine's customs and other systems to boost speed and to cut corruption. And we'll commit $35 million to help Ukrainian businesses and entrepreneurs through financing and insurance that reduces risks for investors in Ukraine.
The new support comes on top of more than $20 billion the United States has provided in economic and development assistance to Ukraine's workers and businesses, and on top of the more than $2.1 billion in humanitarian aid the U.S. has provided.
In addition to our economic development and humanitarian assistance, the United States will continue to invest in Ukraine's long-term efforts to strengthen good governance, transparency, accountability. We'll bolster its justice sector and anti-corruption institutions, strengthen its civil society, and its free press. The Ukrainian government has made meaningful strides in bolstering these institutions, even as it fights for survival.
Secretary Blinken emphasized that it is crucial the world remember why Ukraine needs build-up and recovery. Russia is causing Ukraine's destruction, and Russia, he said, will eventually bear the cost of Ukraine's reconstruction. Until that time, Secretary Blinken declared, we will continue to stand with the people of Ukraine as they make the greatest sacrifices to defend, to rebuild, to reimagine their country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.